Okay, slowly mindfully come out of meditation. Trying to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Because the second session, if you really go serious, your mindfulness will come very fast. But today is the fifth day, your mind should settle down already. Then a lot of those who are serious and have faith, even your earlier days, pain and all those things, they will slowly disappear if you persevere. So all this can happen if you have the faith. Then you just relax and allow it be, accept the reality. Just like Michael shared, the first day a lot of pain, the second day is it. I must endure it. That is right understanding. Sabha Asvak say, body is only element, not me, go the way of nature. So you determine, then you need to endure, you endure. Okay. What else? So now, 9:15, I think. You can call in if you want. Can after that. Good. Okay. You tell her to come about 9, if you can. Okay, now we have our last session. Supposed to be 8 to 9:15. So 8 to 9:15 Q&A, the usual one. Then if you got any question, you can ask. Then if you want to report your meditation or share your experience, like what a few of the Kayanamita has shared, is very good. It will give rise to condition for Dhamma to actually arise. Okay, now you open it up. Anybody wants to report? Give to Brother Teo. Very good. Pass the mic to Brother Teo.
Hello.
Yeah.
I would just like to report my experience over the last few days.
Very good.
Before that, I think it's a real blessing to be among serious cultivators.
Sadhu.
But I think there's also a lot of added pressure.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think the first 2 days, I find that there were many difficulties for me.
Yeah, definitely.
What I would like to share is the difficulties I've gone through. What I did and some kind of understanding that comes out of it. Yeah.
Very good.
So the first few days, I thought, just easy, like just sit and things like that. But a lot of these thoughts start coming in, you know. And then start challenging each other. Your good advice become major distractors.
They'll
tell you to do this, to do that. Right? So a day gone by, the next day, you know, until a little bit of irritation and frustration comes in.
You can see how the mind react and stir.
It'll tell you, like, if you carry on like this, how are you going to progress?
That's why the thought is very,
two more days,
very
you have,
smart.
5 days left. Another 2 more days, you have 3 days left.
After
that, I'll probably give up.
So the mind...
You start counting down.
This is very good. The mind very cunning. So when the mind start to tell you all those things, you believe the mind, then you no confidence. But when you have faith,
so
then it's different. His experience is very good.
Thing is, you tend to try harder, and that makes things worse.
Worse, because that one thing, that striving is an effort.
So
you should let things be. You just, like I said, no need to know. I just do. Means what? Sincere, have faith, persevere, just do. Then whether transform or don't transform, got this experience, don't even go and try to aim or follow. Just do. Everyone is unique and everyone will experience it differently.
So the thing is that desire to want to
Correct.
Achieve something.
Yes.
The desire wanting to progress.
Yes.
So
the mind got that type of striving agency.
So I just let it be and then the next day
Just
walk around.
In a relaxed manner.
And then after your morning reflection, just told myself there's no need to progress.
Yeah, no need. Yeah.
There's
then
no need
no more pressure. No
there's,
need
there's
to
no need
strive
to,
so hard.
Achieve anything.
Yeah.
Just let it be. And then I sat there. It was very peaceful.
Oh, good. Yeah. Sadhu, very good.
The thing is, after the sitting, it felt very good. And that morning when you had the sharing, you asked who has become a sotapan, remember that?
Yes.
So that question sort of like pop out, you know.
Yeah.
And you remember that Diamond Sutta?
Yeah, Diamond Sutta.
Sotapan would not,
will not say that he is already a sotapan. Will not think. They won't have that thought.
For he is not
deluded anymore.
No self-delusion.
Yeah. So he knows clearly what the form of mind is.
So that answer to your question just pop up like that.
Oh, very good. Very
initially,
good.
I thought that's a joke, you know.
Yeah. Sadhu.
Because luckily, nobody put up their hand.
Yeah. Sadhu. Very good.
Surface up once, and then I thought it's a joke, and then it just surface up again.
Oh, very good.
Why like that one?
Oh.
Then surface out another time.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
Then the heart, it's like it just opens up
Open
something
up.
To pull it. Like,
I know, huh?
Then the emotion just let go. You know?
Oh, very good, very good.
But I was trying to control.
Oh, okay, the thought coming into control again. Very good. The
so
heart opened
up.
Is
eyes,
like
I mean,
yeah.
I just sat there and then just contemplate, sit there.
Very good, very good. You should
rest
do that. Rest for a while. But let it be. Take its own pace. When your mind, the thought don't interfere and set target or pressure you, then you become very natural. That's why meditation is about naturally relaxing and aware.
The funny thing is, once you sit there doing nothing. You know,
yes, that is the best.
The understanding will just,
come out. It's a creative mind. Do nothing means what? Silence.
So the
thought
thing is,
not active doing.
That phrase of say, there's no need to progress.
Yes, very good. Help a lot.
There's already progress.
Yes. Because without the thought knowing, without the thought cannot understand.
Without the stillness, there is
already good progress. The silent already good progress.
And there's nobody to achieve anything.
Correct. Nobody.
Nobody to achieve anything.
Nobody. Yeah. That is the thought. That is the form of mind. The ego want to know. I enlightened here.
So it's from here that the egoic self is very strong.
Yes. Correct.
So the thing that creates this thought comes out from this egoic self.
Yes. Very good.
So in a way, telling me that still a long way to go.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
There's a lot of things to do.
That understanding will arise. Then that is actually a very good advice. Long way to go. Means strive on with heedfulness. Very good. Then after that?
So in the other thing that surfaced out when I was sitting there is that it doesn't matter whether it's good meditation or
very good. That is the best advice.
Your mind, you know.
Correct.
So long as that meditation, there's some kind of understanding that arises out of it.
That is very good.
That's a very good thing.
And the other good understanding is you listen. As long as you are sincere, you have faith, and you have done it, that's it. Oh, then that one, no pressure, no. Like what I told my kid, no. I say I don't need to go and study until you top the school. Well, no, I say. I say you try your best. That's it. So you have to understand that it is for you the study. And as long as you are honest to yourself, you try your best. That's it. I don't expect anything. I say you go to school. I advise them, no. You learn the language. You learn the science. Then you learn the whatever that the teacher can teach you. But you also observe how your teacher actually interact. Different teacher, different. Then how the student, classmate interact. Then how are the schoolmate all interact. And I say you learn to be aware of what is going on, what they do and what you do. Oh, then no pressure, no. Then they did very well in the school. No? Both also top. So that is, in a way, have right understanding, because you accept the reality that as long as you are sincere, you have tried your best, that's it. Then your understanding of no right, no good is very good. Because meditation is not about good and bad meditation. Meditation is about understanding it and do it correctly. That's it. If it's good and bad, means what? Your mind has arisen at duality. Duality means what? When you say good meditation, like, oh, very peaceful, I feel very calm. Then what? Accumulate in memory. Remember? Memory accumulate. Then after accumulation, what happened? Next time you sit, I hope to get back that state. That is really good, very peaceful, very calm and very silent. Then when the thought come out, no matter how you do, it cannot come. But when you understand already, you just determine that you are just going to sit it through. Whether come or don't come, let it be. Last time I did like that. I just go and meditate. And after that, I'm not worried about the result. As far as I'm concerned, like inside, in no one, as long as I'm sincere, the power will be there. I will understand. As long as I have non-greed, I'm not greedy for psychic and all those things. As long as I'm not deluded by what people say and what people do. Then, for me, you can report your meditation, your fantastic experience to me. It's just an experience that people share with me. Then I know everyone is different, unique. So I will not go and like look forward to it, like Pollyanna, Launo, waiting for the same experience. So it won't run. And that is the best way, I realize, for a person to cultivate. Good, good. Continue. After that, I saw you do the bowing, the chanting time. Well, for the first time I saw you, oh, so serious, oh, bow. That time, oh, I don't believe, you know, when I saw. Oh, I say, Brother Tim bowing, you know, with his physical, not easy, I tell you. Oh, and his about, age.
Talking about bowing, after the difficulties I went through, I decided to go down. Right?
Yeah, for a walk.
To bow.
Ah, wow, oh, very
right.
Good.
So everyone.
You go and bow. Sadhu.
I ended up with a backache.
Yeah.
So that's why.
But it's very good. Very good. Never mind. You can sit up there. No problem. You can even stretch your leg out. No problem. You got problem. You stretch your leg out. Yeah, he is 50 years old. So at this age, with that physical, can still bow and do all this. Actually, amazing for the first time. It's determination there. The faith is there. Sadhu, I rejoice. Sadhu. Continue, you got anything?
Actually, I recall your statement, meditate with understanding.
Yes, that one very important.
That's very important. And when you meditate, the meditation that arises to understanding is also very good.
Yes. Right.
I think that's all.
Very good. Sadhu. Very good. Anybody else? Madam Ho, we listen from Madam Ho. Like Long Po say, Kai Ye, this one Kai Ma.
I'm glad to be able to make it, and also happy to be accepted here as the elderly one. Cause a lot of inconvenience to everybody.
No, won't.
So, beginning when I came up, my physical body, my back ache. When I walk, I feel painful.
When
I sit, I feel my back ache. So I struggle for 3 days. Today a bit better.
Oh, good.
When I meditate, I start to sleep.
Never mind. Let it be.
Really doze off to sleep.
Never mind. Well, that is for you to rest. You see, as you age, your body need more rest. So never mind, sleep. If you can meditate and have a good sleep, it's actually very good meditation. Understand not? You can have a good sleep. That's why don't force. If it's sleepy, you want to sleep and can give you a good sleep, you just sleep. Like when I study, I feel sleepy. Earlier on, I didn't know. I struggle to be awake. Then sometimes I go and wash my face. Actually, no use. After 5-10 minutes, again you sleepy again. Then one day, I tell myself, I want to sleep and sleep. I lie down 5-10 minutes only. I wake up. So fresh. Clear awake. Yeah, I know how to rest. So that's why the moment I rest, my body recover. Then I can study until quite late. Then after that, as I get used to that rhythm, like I used to tell you, beginning of the term, after the holiday, you go back, because you have not been studying, your routine not there. So it takes a while, starting you sleepy and all that. But then after a while, within the first week, your mind and body start to adjust. Then you see the importance of studying, your exam coming and all that. And university that time, you're very scared to even come back to refer paper, then we study thermodynamics. They go and teach in Bahasa Malaysia. He said cyclical process. He said what? Process boleh balik. Means you come back for refer paper. So that was how I determined. I said, if I can, I will be diligent. I don't want to have any refer paper. Because it can put a lot of stress on the person going through that. Because the university education like that, if you fail, you refer. If refer fail, repeat. Understand? Means you cannot proceed. Then if you repeat and fail again, kick out. Understand? So that psychological fear was always in. But I use it to be a motivation for me to study. So then I have this understanding. As long as I study, I don't have to worry about failing. So, and I know, I study until a point, I know I will do well already. Or I study until a point, I know I won't fail already. If you can do things like that, it's very good. So, it's just like I told you, the cigarette then, when I was young. I try that until I know or not. If I continue, I will get addicted already. But wine and all those things, I know I cannot on because the DNA is not compatible. So no need to try. Until now, I cannot understand how people can get addicted by liquor until Christina raised their hand. But I've seen a lot of people, due to stress and working pressure. That's why Christina was right, because it was work stress. So you know the mind try to find release and through what? Through drinking, through smoking, through doing all those things, lepa and all those things. Okay, continue. So you need to sleep, don't worry.
This morning, I decide, okay, I go back to sleep, meditate, I sleep.
Very good.
But I couldn't sleep.
So when you want to sleep, you cannot sleep.
Yeah, cannot sleep.
So then, you stay what? Stay
so
aware.
I stay calm.
Very good.
And the blue light start coming.
Oh, that is the nimitta.
The purple light.
Purple light, nimitta. Very good.
Like flower.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
So I was thinking, delusion.
No. Next time when it appears.
So I chase away. Coming again.
Yeah, it will keep on coming back. When you cannot sleep, means there is a reason. Good friend helping. So you just allow it to be.
Yeah.
Don't go and like Lily, they all arise the thought.
And so
delusion, chase away. So good friend come also cannot recognize. Then you want to chase away. But you should give it a chance. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. What are the causes? I don't know. I cannot use my thought to think and to perceive it with negativity. Understand or not? Because this is not attachment at all. But you do until you like attach to it, and then you have to be aware that you have become attached. Because the focus of meditation is to develop understanding. So initially, when this thing comes, it's very good. Because in the past, you have done that type of meditation before. So that's why they are helping you to have the nimitta, the violet purple light. Mine also like that when I started. Then it starts to form. Then when it starts to form, for the first few times when you have it, your mind is very beautiful, very calm. Then after that, when you stay with it, or it can go into absorption, then it can go into focusing, or then that thing can change, or can move on. Then very nice to play initially. But then later on, I understand it's initially to allow you to go into anapanasati, because it will appear around your nostril here. Is it around your nostril? Then you just stay with it. I realize I did that initially. That's why this line I come, that thing keep on coming. When I first meditate, then it comes. Then when it comes, my mind absorbs into it. Then after that, I can meditate. The anapanasati very easy, like very natural to me. And nobody teach me, and nobody tell me that it was anapanasati. That's why when they say nimitta, I saw all these things. And initially when it comes out, it's very fast moving, effervescent. Then like you say, flower and all that. Then after that, it changed. It moved. It changed. Never mind. Since you chase away already, then what happened?
So, after a while, the dog start barking. I swap the... It should be, I don't know whether it's a thinking. I send my metta.
Oh, very good.
Poor dog, you must be very hungry.
Sadhu, yeah. Very good. So you got this kind thought. It's very wholesome.
You'll be well and happy.
Oh, very wholesome. Very good, sadhu.
Then from there, I lead to my sister around me. They are so kind to me, help me to prepare this.
Very good.
So may you be well and happy.
Sadhu.
So I remember Joyce's hard work also. And she said, don't chase after knowledge. Dhamma knowledge.
I caught this.
Because I do a lot of translation from English to
English.
A lot of time wasted. Get the main thing, knowledge. Thanks, Joyce. Give me that.
Sadhu.
Then I send metta to all here, my family member, my country. Don't know, suddenly Najib also come into it.
That was the best.
Then I sent metta to him.
Sadhu. I think then he need a lot.
I wish you to be a good leader to lead this
sadhu,
country.
Sadhu.
May our country be peaceful and prosperous.
Sadhu.
And don't know, suddenly IS also come along.
Very good.
Then wish no war. Don't fight anymore.
Very good.
Let this world to have no disaster. And MH17 and MH370. I hope they landed somewhere in a peaceful land, not deep in the sea. That kind of thought. After that, time's up.
Very good. Now, you got any question or not? Otherwise, I can explain to you. Very good. Got any question or not? You want to share your experience only? Then I will help you to understand. You know why all this thought can come? Actually, it's something to do with your daily life. Understand? She must have read this news before. Otherwise, there is no memory of this. If nobody tell her, she don't know about it. But when she were paying attention to all this type of news, then because she has good thought, she is very kind, she is very generous, she donate a lot. So she did a lot of wholesomeness. So she always have the welfare of others before her. So that's why when she is quiet and peaceful, the nimitta comes, you have the condition to be peaceful. Really. But he didn't know, he went to chase away the good friend. Then the condition behind is what? The thought say, this is delusion, I cannot attach. He went chase away the nimitta. Next time, the advice is don't. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. Let it be. Then you be with it, silent, at peace with it. Don't do anything. And then it will manifest. Then if they are helping you, then like Alicia, yeah, whatever you do, that thing will move together with you. Then it will connect through the awareness. Then you understand. But when you're silent, you're aware. Then the nimitta will take you in. Because that is what you did before in your past life. And so on. And it will come back to you when you are in a retreat condition or when you have the condition to experience it back. Then especially she's so sincere. And so on. So all these are the conditions. Then when the mind is relaxed, when you start to radiate metta, what come out is from your subconscious and your memory and your unconscious. And so on. That's why Najib also come out, IS also come out. Then MH17 and 370, you know 17 has already been found. Yeah? But she still got a good thought. Hopefully they land in a safe place, not deep underwater. Understand? So these are actually part and parcel of the conditioning that you have while you are conscious in the world. So all these will get accumulated. Understand? That's why Mahayana teaching, the cause of suffering is accumulation. When you accumulate all these memories, good and bad, especially the unhappy memories, scars of memory, your phobia, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your what they call very traumatic experience in life. So all these, sometimes they need to release out. Otherwise, your brain, I tell you, can go cuckoo, or you can go depression or Tanjong Rambutan, because you like bottle up all this fear and phobia and unhappiness. That's why people become depressed and the thought become cocoon. So this one will need release, anasana. Once it release, then the brain recover, recuperate, then it starts to become more orderly, anasana. Otherwise it's in a haywire state, anasana. So that's why when you rest or you sleep or when you are quiet, oh, then this one by one will release out. But because her case is she is radiating metta consciously, so it is not released as fear. So whatever thought, just release. So luckily she don't have any particular what they call phobia or whatever trapped inside. Otherwise the phobia thing also come out. Understand? So even Najib also, he can send metta. May you be a good leader. Make sure our country is prosperous and peaceful. So that one, I think, he need a lot of metta. Because the ringgit keep on dropping. So the economy, I think, is in quite bad shape. So we need good leader, responsible leader that can really fix things and turn things around. So we see how, see whether the metta work or not. Or is the metta like the metta to the MH17? We don't know the result of MH17 as well. But he still have the kind heart to say, hopefully they still land in a good location. But the debris all found already. So chances is MH17 is already a history. And as well, they have found most of the parts. But not all the victim body has been located. So this is how when you develop the training of the mind and meditation, that it helps your mind to recuperate. Because this mind will become different, heedful, have right view, more orderly. Then it will not go and accumulate all those fear, anxiety, scars of memory. It will not arise the wrong thought. That's why your life becomes better. Then your karma also becomes better. Then you have better understanding. That's how you can become enlightened, noble one. Very noble in your understanding of life. Very noble in the way you arise your thought, arise your speech and action. Then how you live your life, you become different. That's why meditation through heedfulness to develop wisdom and understanding is very important. Understand? Huh? So now, more and more complete the picture. So each and everyone share their own different, that's why, different experience. That's why I say everyone is different. Understand? So never compare notes, understand? Because what they experience you are different, you may not experience. Just like how I came through this spiritual journey. Everything that happened to me is the reverse of what people do most of the time. Then a lot of things that happen to this form of mind, the nature, actually a lot to do with the past. And a lot of things I do, I realize, I seldom hear people do that type of meditation to develop that type of understanding. Even a lot of things that I experienced, I realized, I went through, I realized book also didn't write one. Then how? If I need to check and get confirmation, I susah lor. Understand? Nobody can confirm and say anything. Yeah? Chances are, it's still not really available, this type of understanding and teaching. So because of that, once a while, when you can like understand what people say, like Ajahn Buddhadasa, you remember? At least he used the wheel of ignorance, then I know what he meant. Because when my mundane mind collapse, because of the wisdom energy and the fine vibration and the supramundane consciousness come out, then that mundane mind cannot stay, you know, that's why it collapsed. So after it collapsed, the nature shine forth. Then my mind was completely different, like a different mind. That's why I was for 5 days amazed. How come like that one? Fully aware one throughout the day. Then I start to see everything. I say, how come last time also same type of phenomena, same type of thing I see. Last time I cannot see anything. Now I see everything is so pristine, so beautiful. And the characteristic of nature is everywhere. In the midst of life and nature. I was so amazed. I even tell my wife. I say, how come like that one? Because I don't understand what is that. But I know something has happened. Then later on, after those experiences, very funny. All the teaching like very easy to understand. Mahayana teaching or whatever teaching. You open up the book of truth, understood already. Sometimes the author also don't understand. Then all these things just come. So that's why it's very different. Then haven't heard of people meditate until like that one. Then when I went to Somok, Ajahn Buddhadasa there, I saw that one, I got very excited. Then I asked the disciple, you know what your teacher meant or not? Ajahn talk to you. He said, no, he just said the wheel of ignorance drop off. He said, that's it. Then, okay. I said, okay. Means he doesn't know. The master didn't tell him. So in a way, you will later meet with people who know. Then later when I met the other last two teachers, I start to understand, they also do different type of meditation, but they also very unique. So they also went through a lot of other things. That's why I also learned a few things from them. Then whatever it is, understanding is the most important. There are nothing free you except wisdom, except understanding. Not the fantastic meditation. That's why never, never, ever touch occult or psychic. If it comes as a byproduct, then it's okay. Experience it. But don't be hooked onto it. Because it can lead to deviation. The Surangama Sutta very clear. The 50 deviant samadhi. They are fantastic meditative mind states and experiences. You really will believe you are already fully enlightened and enlightened. Because they are so fantastic. It's all described in the sutta. Okay? So, you can share some more, Mr. So.
Actually, this trip I come, I find much better.
Oh, sadhu.
Much better
very
than
good.
Last year.
Oh, very good.
Though physically not improving much, but... when I sit, I can ignore the pain.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Oh, very good. At your age, huh?
It doesn't bother me, so I don't have to take any painkiller.
Wow, sadhu. Very good. Oh, very good.
And thanks to all Kayalamita. Sadhu, sadhu.
A lot of them help her, I saw.
I think Sui An also scared of me. Every time
yeah.
I go and ask him, how to translate in Mandarin, and Yun Chan also try to help me, and Mei Feng. In B, I think my roommate also get, Kumoy also, Mrs. Teo, I think. Everybody, I say, how to say in Chinese, but now I think no need lah, huh?
Sadhu. You must thank Joyce. Dhamma knowledge no use. Only know the essential enough. Then you will know how to meditate. Very good.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. We also rejoice.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Yun Chan miss. Madam Ho reporting. Madam Ho reporting mentioned about you. She was very grateful to all the Kayamita that helped her. And she went to you for translation. Very good, very good. Sadhu.
Should I say, don't ask me, I'm banana, but the three session, the three moments,
he understand.
Yes, yes.
Past, present, and future. Now she very clear.
And I like Lily's smile also.
Wow, sadhu.
Very encouraging.
Sadhu. Very good, very good.
Mimi pat my shoulder also very comfortable.
Sadhu. Then anybody hug you or not?
Oh yeah, first.
A lot of Kayamita hug.
Pamasuri.
Pamasuri. Very good, sadhu.
And my these two.
Very good, Dhamma friend.
So helpful.
Sadhu. That's why when you have this Kayamita who are very helpful and very sincere, there's a lot of joy. And this will translate into what? Wholesomeness, merits, blessings. So in future, what you all do and help her, when there is condition in certain life, when you also attend retreat like Madam Ho like that, a lot of Kayamita will help you. You banana also no problem.
Actually, it's very nice when I'm struggle to walk, somebody just
By and give you a hand. Yeah. You know why you have this paramedia? In the past, you like them helping other old people. Understand? Because you have a lot of goodness, a lot of kindness, a lot of generosity. That's why that paramedia, when it fruit, you will have people who will do that. Because I understand the parent was very worried about her. So very scared of allowing her to come alone. I got to say parent. Very good, you are mindful. So the children, then last year, the children, I have to call the children and talk to them and assure them, before she can go the Thailand spiritual trip, that year. Then the retreat also same, They set a condition, the maid must follow you. So the maid come for 5 days, 4 or 5 days, I forgot. 5 days. After that, the maid went back. Then she become like healthier. Then the retreat end, she reach home. The children are surprised. When she comes, she can't even really climb the staircase. The maid has to help. Then, as she stay here with the faith, her health improved. Then we can see, she can walk alone. Then together with my wife, she want to walk outside and I think to just have a like fresh air or whatever. Then I saw her with my wife at the side, walking out. My wife want to help her and give her the support or what. He said, no need, I can walk. That's why it was beautiful. And I had a lot of joy. I said, living being at her age can be so sincere and have such faith. I said, how nice if all Kanamita can also have that type of faith. You are so much younger. So there was a lot of joy. Then of course, she actually also quite wise because she also used to tell me that she has attended a lot of Buddhist sessions and he know a lot of even Buddhist teachers and all the things. But he somehow told me and Jennifer, because Jennifer every time go and fetch her, he said, well, I like to attend your class. I like your class. Yeah, yours is very different. You don't like all the others. Ask for support, have this activity, that activity, and every time donation. He said, you also don't want to donate Kayamita fund only. Any amount also can. And you don't raise fund, understand? That's why when Wu Pingjing Sir, Miss Lee, some of you received the WhatsApp. When the book was ready, he said, anybody who want to sponsor and donate, wow, I immediately stopped her. I said, no, it's not for sponsor and donate. I said, if you want, you advise them, if they want to partake, donate to Kayanamita Fund. Because once you are part of the Kayanamita Fund, then you get to partake in the wholesome. But this is not asking for donation or raising funds. This is because there is condition and it's very wholesome. So we want to benefit Kayanamita. That's why I make a very, very important decision, because I make it a point. Nobody, even how rich you are, got money well, you cannot donate for the printing and all these things. You want, you go through Kayanamita Fund. So all the printing from our side is from Kayanamita Fund, so that you all understand and you all can reject. This is to benefit the Kayanamita. So that the wholesomeness, then with the pure wish, everything, it can actually give rise to a lot of very beautiful condition. Then you only need to have faith, sincerity, then persevere. You will be on the path. And you will be very, very, you will connect very fast and you will understand very fast. Then you will progress very fast. So it all depends on people's understanding. So there are conditions, that's why I have to let you all understand. We are, some of you all are new. But this doesn't mean that I encourage you to donate Kayanamita Fund. No. You can even donate $1, $2, $5, $10 is enough. Whatever that you feel like donating and you can afford, you just do it, because you get to be part of the Kayanamita ship. And wholesomeness is something to do with generosity, honesty, sincerity, understanding. So when you have all this virtue, understanding and wisdom, you will have the Dhamma and the Sangha. So these are very beautiful conditions for sharing. So because of condition, it arises. Yeah, she herself talked to me many times. At her age, with the restriction from the children, and she make that determination. Even go to Thailand at that time, agree already, the children. I think 2011, I remember. You know why, but not? China flood, Thailand flood that year, remember? All over flood, no? That was the time you want to fly there. Wow, the children all say, cannot go. Until that morning, still don't want to let her go. No? Then I think that Chun Tan, she very, very smart, no? Keep on calling, no? The phone off.
Yeah, my daughter purposely off.
Yeah, off the phone, no? So cannot contact her, no? That almost late already, you know, but Chun Tan very smart, will drive there direct.
They thought maybe stop the phone, Chun Tan will not make it.
And miss the flight. Chun Tan very smart, go to the house and fetch. Then in time for the flight. Wow, that trip, she was so happy, so much joy. And she learned so much thing. And she shared a lot of things on the bus. She had a lot of joy. I remember I was sitting in the front row, so she sat behind me, my wife, me, then she and another, was it Chun Tan or Jennifer or who, I don't know, you sat with
Jennifer, not there.
Not there, yeah. Then must be Chun Tan there.
Chun Tan.
They all take care of her like anything, just like a mother like that.
That's why I'm so blessed.
Yeah, very blessed.
Everywhere.
Everywhere people take care of her.
Sister Lien said, don't worry, you come, I look after you. I'm quite capable.
So next time you don't worry, your old lady go retreat also. A lot of people offer.
With that words, I bear in mind.
Because when she was in Chiang Mai, we land at Chiang Mai first, the first city. They took her to shopping, eat all the good food. The Singapore sister don't know her one, because of good karma, they just take her around. And together with Chun Tan, then I saw the joy, the three of them are like, they're taking her around at her age. That's why I tell you, merits, blessing, very important. What you do, come back to you as fruition. Understand? So don't be selfish. Understand? Be generous, be helpful, be kind, be good. Understand? But not good according to you. Good according to understanding from the Dhamma. Understand? Be sincere. Be willing to help and serve. Then all the 10 meritorious actions, understand it, then use it. Understand? Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I think Madam Ho, if I'm not wrong, 80 years old or 81? 82 already.
76.
Oh, 76, okay. It's already very, very old and very strong. Long Po, 79, 3 years older. So you have to actually understand the form, the physical form. As you age, your body will need more rest, understand? Unless you have been keeping fit and all those things. So learn to understand your body and learn to endure. Then you will be peaceful, just like her, no problem, happy. Body is just a body, but connected to your nature. That's why the consciousness trapped inside, you will feel everything. That's why karma can take its effect. When you are deluded, you will react, you will become afflicted. But when you have understanding, wisdom, you will not be affected. Okay? Okay. Yeah, come. Ask her to come in. I think just in time. Yeah, ask her to come. We have to make offering to her because she is leaving tomorrow also. We should thank Anne for helping us for the last 5 or 6 days. All your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and coordination in the kitchen and buying of fruits and whatever, tofu, everything. I think she is the main person and make all the arrangement, did it so well. So we should thank her. Then we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can we get who wants to make the offering? I think Sui An better.
Before we do the offerings, she would like to say a few words.
Yeah, very good.
In Mandarin or in Cantonese, it doesn't really matter.
Kong Tung Wa, Kong Tung Wa. Ah, Joyce will translate, don't worry. Joyce Lee.
Thank you, Brother Jiu. Okay. Gan Ji. 多謝你們給我機會我在廚房為你們做些事所以有什麼做得不好你們不要放在這裡記在這裡就可以了要記得我
So she teach you how not to attach so how not to accumulate inside
我不可以跟你們share不過我可以跟你們share煮飯的東西
Very good Very good, very good. Sadhu. Thank you.
Actually, let me just say a few.
I think Joyce should say because she's very close to her and she knows what she do.
We've been friends for a long, long time. And it's only recently when I came to Brother's class, I also sort of brought her along to help because she's Chinese educator. So normally she helps in the kitchen. In fact, before this, she has been helping in the kitchen for more than 15 years in other temples. This is something that we don't know about her. And she has always been very helpful to, especially the old folks, which we also don't see because she does that in the temple as well. So I think when she actually do a lot of things at the back of the kitchen, we don't see it, but there's actually a lot of work. Yeah, and she not only helps us to prepare the dining area, she also helps in the kitchen with Ingu, washing the vegetables
and the wok, everything.
It's hard work.
Yes.
So I'm very happy that I have a friend like that that come along with me. And she not only do that, she actually is in my, we are in a team of flower arrangement, Mimi, myself, Lian, and Anne as well. We go around to the Buddhist center to arrange flowers as well, and she's also one of them.
Sadhu. Your this year SJBA, what flower arrangement was done by them, 2015, very nice. We had that talk that I gave there, they put me on January, so I went there, I saw, very nice, the flower arrangement was very nice. That arrangement was like, I say, if their heart can be like that flower, so beautiful, that will be good, so send a pure wish. I say I rejoice, may this wholesomeness pave the way for them to realize their good and noble wishes, which is very good because there is condition. Then I even in the talk, you go and listen, I say, you observe or not the flower at the back? Then I say, some of them are arranged by our Kayanamita. I didn't say who.
Sadhu. Brother Sian, in appreciation of volunteering to come all the way up here,
we would like to show our appreciation, little appreciation. Somebody who has the handphone, like to take a photograph. Alicia is very good at
this. In fact, this is not the first retreat that she has helped us.
Yeah.
She came last year to help us as well.
Yes.
And she also helped in Ajahn Chalo retreat as
sadhu. Come. You stand here, then you can take the photo from there. Okay, we rejoice together. Sadhu. Wait, Sadhu. okay. Sadhu. Okay, thank you so much.
She wants to donate this bag into our...
Sadhu.
For the sample donation.
Yeah. Yeah, sadhu. Thank you so much.
And I think Alicia wants to say something.
Yeah.
No,
never mind. Go to the pool. Then the pool will know how to allocate and all things. Where she earmarked to the temple, we will donate to the temple. No problem. It's already very wholesome, the temple.
Hello.
Yes.
Radio, I see in Cantonese.
Can. No problem. Mandarin also can.
Hello, NJ. We're very grateful to you. 你，普遍點樣講，擠咗好多時間同埋心機咁為你準備咁豐富嘅早午晚餐，跟住我知道你好辛苦，不過咧，我有一個另外一個感覺就係。你唔好成日覺得你好似點講咧，即係你唔係我哋依度一份子咁樣，我覺得好難受。
我黐你哋喎，我黐實你哋喎。
好啊，咁你黐實我又黐實你啦，好唔好？咁樣。多謝。
Yeah, thank you. Sadhu. So this is how you bring about joy to people, because you appreciate.You appreciate what they have done for you, and you really, really sincerely want to thank them.
我希望我的 Cantonese lady 可以講得下。I'm a Cantonese. Actually, 我識你係 through a Joyce 啦。Yeah. Actually, 我識佢好耐開嘅 ，even not未識阿
Joyce，
未 through 阿 Joyce， 依個靚 NJ 咧係我嘅can I speak in English？ 你係我嘅媽咪 competition champion。
哇！沙雕。
Yes， Yeah, the first time I met her, 第一次我見到佢喺 Brother Teo 嘅 house when Brother Teo 嘅 daughter， 所以佢就問我：你唔會覺得我好熟口面咩？我講等佢又同我講你咁樣咁樣，我就認得佢啦。所以實在佢係好辣手噶，佢係好扮拉第一插花。第二做嗰啲 trinkets 咧，嗰啲大首饰嗰啲嘢，佢真系佢个才华真系好唔错噶。做衫又扮拉，插花又扮拉，总之靓嘅嘢就扮拉啦。and then 佢自己又好靓嘅 ，and then 煮食又好拿手嘅。
哇！沙雕沙雕。
阿 Ann 佢有一个好好嘅 quality 系，佢好肯帮人嘅。
呀！沙雕沙雕沙
雕。所以阿 Ann 你唔可以成日得。然後講嚟講，哎呀，我唔識英文啦。實在係咪？我好希望有一日你真係可以跟我哋行呢個菩薩道，所以你可以同我哋一齊大度眾生。
沙度沙度沙度 ，very good。
Okay， you don't try your best， you will come along with us to do together with us， because the blessing of这个三宝呢，他一定会带给你的 blessing。Blessing, I don't know how to say in Kung Fu. Okay? May the blessing of the Triple Gem bless, guide, and protect you. Come.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Okay, this much I can say in Cantonese.
Thank you.She also joined us at the Taiwan spiritual trip. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Thank you, Sadhu.
Angel, you don't need to sleep. Yeah, I think what I wanted to say earlier is it's already been spoken by Mimi, and that is basically what I want to say to her, because she has always think that she is falling behind. She has always think that she's not good enough.You know, but she's actually a very beautiful lady. So I do truly appreciate her. And since I'm going back tomorrow, I will also
say your farewell.
Say my farewell.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah. And I would like to really thank, of course, Ante, and also another special person is Sister Lian. Yeah.
Sadhu.
Because without her helping me in my so-called operation department, I would not have so much of ample time to practice in this retreat.
Yeah.
Normally when I work with Brother Sui An and the rest of the committee members, we all actually work very hard. Most of the time we are, I'm basically quite an impatient person, so I will be running around a lot. But this time,
very well
organized. Sister Lian has actually given me this opportunity to do a very beautiful retreat, especially this morning when I was able to do my bowing very mindfully.
Sadhu.
And I didn't get a backache at all.
Ah, sadhu. Yeah.
So, Sister Lian, I dedicate this practice in this retreat.And I would like to share the merits with you and with Sister Anne as well, and also to all my Kalimata friends here.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
There's another thing I want to say is this. I and Brother Sui An has been working as a committee member for a few retreats and in a few other things.We have our own ways, you know, but in some ways we are also the best of friends in some ways. So if I have in any way for this retreat, if I have offended anyone in any way or have said the wrong things in any time, knowingly or unknowingly, seek your forgiveness.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And I sincerely hope.That you will also accept my apology.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And and if you, Brother Sian, thank you for enduring my impatience sometimes. I can be a bit quick. I'm not as quick as him. He always says, why can't you do your meeting in that WhatsApp?
And I say, sorry, I'm not that savvy. You know? So we have our little ruffling, but it's good. Yeah, in good faith, I presume. Yeah. And yeah. I wish everybody the rest of the days a very fruitful and a clear insight in your practice and in your cultivation.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I'm sorry I can't stay back because I have my family duties to perform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish that you don't have to think very much of me. Don't think about me. But if you have an opportunity and a condition to send me or share your merits with me or send, make some aspiration for me, that would be very beautiful. Thank you very much.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So I think now on behalf of the Karamitas, we should thank Joyce and all those committee members and all those Karamitas who has helped out in one way or another to help organize this retreat and make it such a memorial and successful one. Shall we thank them through the usual way? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we also wish them a safe and good journey home. So drive carefully, whatever. Then we also would like to invoke the wholesomeness that we have developed over all this period until maybe later on at the end of the retreat. May we dedicate this wholesomeness to all beings throughout the entire existence, known or unknown, seen or unseen, especially those who have the affinity. And may this also bring forth the causes and conditions for all Kayanamita to strive on with heedfulness so that you all can realize your good and noble wishes. And rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's how Kayanamita should be. You appreciate, then through your sincere heart, you actually do your part. You thank them. Then you give them joy. You know? By doing that, you give them joy. And they have faith, they have confidence. Then likewise, they will respond positively. Then this type of goodness is like a contagious thing. It will spread on us. You know? Because you set example. Then people see, wow, just a few words of kindness, gratefulness, thank can make so much different, can make people so happy. Like Joyce say, I come on Zai Fan Kao la. Because it is very, very wholesome, because it's so wise of her also after receiving the offering, donate back. And this is beautiful because the same amount of money from the pool money we offered to her. Then she offered back to the pool. And so, to the accountant, zero work done. But nature's law record, wow, a lot of wholesomeness. Because you cannot imagine the wholesomeness of what happened. Because to donate back that thing into the pool money and donate to the Sampo temple, I tell you, if you have kept the $300, you can only buy something. But this one, like the precept, the Buddha said, virtue is true wealth. True wealth means what? It becomes her spiritual wealth. Because when you donate back, means you make offering, not only to Sampo temple, no, to all the activity that they do, you know, all the retreat they hold. So not only our retreat, everybody who come here and use that place, she get to partake also. Understand? And as long as Sampo temple exists, her portion of the wholesomeness will be there because she did that. That's why we make it a point to make donation more on behalf of the Kayanamita who attended the retreat so that you can have this wholesomeness. And it's not to say that sometimes people cannot understand why you collect so much. Then why you still ask for donation? Then still sponsor for dinner, lunch, breakfast, everything. So people cannot understand. Because we have got this kind intention, we have to strike a balance. Not everybody can afford. So we try to keep the cost low. So for all the 3 years, I think the cost is the same. Then whatever surplus will go to donation. And the main one is to Sampo Temple. So you get to receive, they get to receive all this, and you also get to receive all this wholesomeness. So shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Brother Teo, I think it's very important that I actually know what you're saying.
You translate.
Translate in Cantonese. Because I think it's very important for her.
Or Mandarin, somebody translate Mandarin.
In Beijing. I hope I'm right, actually.
Don't worry, try
Brother Teo 讲嗰个女咧，你 donate back 俾我哋依个。
No, before that, we would like to thank her, and joy where they are going back, for all their service, help, support, everything.
Okay, Brother Teo 讲，首先咧，佢爱express 佢个感，
多谢
that the。你可以幫我哋做到咁多咁好嘅工作，喺個廚房同埋all the service 啦，個服務啦嚇，喺嗰個 kitchen 同埋，哎呀，and 我哋我邀請你坐喺前邊中間呢度得唔得咧？Anna， 你坐喺前边呢度，因为我哋啲爱知道Anne 姐，好多人未熟悉你系边个系正式 Anne 姐。Anne 姐
，Never mind 啦 ，Never mind，she can
坐呢度啦。啊，首先我哋介绍呢个系 Anne 姐。
Yeah.
Okay，so Brother Teo 佢就爱讲几句说话就Express how to say I think you better lah. I'm Cantonese. No. Yeah. 你可以讲华语吗
？You ask me to speak Cantonese.
你讲华语了。
Pamasuri can. Thank you.
Anne 姐姐，
yeah.
其实我们大家都很感恩，这个是Brother Teo 要跟你讲的话。他说你把厨房的工作，然后把我们都照顾得很好，我们的三餐这几天来你都照顾得很好。那么你很忙碌，在不但要照顾我们三餐，还要帮我们买东西、花朵那些之类。我们很感恩。那么我们那个红包，叫做什么你捐回给这个庙堂
Yes.
可以。
No. Donate back to Kayanamita Fund, the pool. Then earmark for temple donation. That was a very, very wise move.
这个是一个很好的你播下一个很好的善根。
善根功德。
那么种很好，种了一个很广的福田。那么你把那个钱其实300那个钱不是很多
yeah.
可是转了一个圈所造的福是很大的 所以我们大家很感恩很谢谢你
那
么你也给我们认识到其实盖亚那米达佛友呢我们是互相扶持的我们扮演着不同的角色你在厨房其实你也是造了很大的福 Okay,
我们也感恩，因为 we appreciate is what?
感恩啊。
我来得了。because when we have gratitude 我们很感恩啊。Then because 我们感恩 ，we express it to her. Understand? How to say express it to her? 表达给你。
表达给你
我们的感恩，
其实你是我们的一份子来的，我们一直都把你当作是我们的一份子。
Then you know what happened? This small sincere gratitude and appreciation can bring about so much joy in a person. And this can spread like a contagion thing. So you can see goodness, if it's properly done, people will actually appreciate. Then when you start to see just simple words, that's why right speech is very important. Kind speech, gentle and sincere, very appropriate speeches. They bring about so much joy, so much wholesomeness. Then you can rejoice, understand not? Then all this can become very beautiful, very wholesome. Then when people start to see, no need money, just learn right speech, right view, have Dhamma, Noble Evopa, then it can bring about so much joy. So you ask yourself at home what you do. Your loved one, you every day scold. Why can't you reverse all this and talk to them nicely? That's why Noble Evopa is very beautiful. When you already understand, you already develop the understanding and the cultivation, then you can apply, start from your own home, loved one, then extend it out to your colleague, your friends and relative, everything. And these are very beautiful. That's why Dhamma will flow on itself. Then when it touches your heart, you will touch the other people's heart on itself. Then this one, like Krishnamurti said, the world will only change when the individual change. Because when the individual change, that's why I prefer Kayaramita, we share small number, never mind. But you know how it spread, huh? From one, after they change. You look at Christine also, same. After she changed, she want to benefit the whole family. In the funeral, the mother recently asked me to go and give her sharing. That is the first time I did a Dhamma sharing at a funeral. So it was very, very interesting. Then she got one classmate was also there. And because of that, she decided to attend the Thursday class. And she was very appreciative. Because she don't believe, is it? She know Christine and classmate, is it? Last time, English also broken on. Cannot even write CV to apply for a job. And a lot of problem on, they know. Is it such a person can change until become so different, so beautiful, and can advise them, and use the word delusion, is it? English, very, very child, but can use this word. Then she keep on hearing from Christina that she learned from a person, a brother Theo. Then he keep on encouraging the classmate to come. That's why that night after the class, she was also very grateful and very happy. Then she shared that joy. That's why we came to know. Otherwise, we don't know. So, when you have Dhamma, you become beautiful. You become a blessing to all. So don't keep your understanding and don't like paise la. You know what paise, the thought paise. What have you got to paise when you have the understanding and the Dhamma? You share it with your family member. But don't influence them. Don't force them to follow you. Understand? When you set a good example, means when you change, they can know one. They see you change until like that. That's like Christina's brother and sister, they came to know how she changed. Yeah. They couldn't believe, the way she cared for her mother, and she can do all this with so much joy. And like she said, last night she drink until drunk. 4 nights in a week or something. Then the husband had to go and chip her. So all these are what life is all about. Your karma like that, you will go through that phase. But because of your cultivation and your wholesomeness in the past, that's why when the time comes, you will meet with good Kayamita who will introduce you to the appropriate guide or teacher who can guide you. And then you connect back. Then you become beautiful. Then after that, you also try to help your brother, sister, relative, friend, and all that. So this is how karma works, merits. When you help bring people who have problem and they recover through Dhamma, in future when you get yourself in this afflicted state, there will be people who will bring you out. Understand? So these are wholesomeness, these are law of karma. So always remember, whatever you do, goodness, kindness, as long as you are sincere, it is of great blessings and of great merits. You will reap what you sow. So don't be selfish. Don't always think for yourself. I where got time? Never mind, other people can do. No. When you see you got condition, you do. But don't too, don't be too eager to do, that's all. Then that one become the thought, that's all. You say, well, you say, got merits, no. Oh, this one, fruition of it, become my blessing and palamina. So you do out of greed. Or then, that same action, that same merit, actually jato standard. The value drops off. But if you do with sincerity, pure thought, don't have any thought for merits or wholesomeness, then you don't do out of greed. Understand? Because that action is based on understanding, sincerity. Then it is a pure action. Oh, that one, very high merits. Understand? Non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. Okay? So we share this here. We got
okay.
to do the chanting.
No, just okay. tell Anne that when I was in her age, in your age, I don't speak English.
See? She learned. She learned.
So until today, Yun Chan, Stephanie,
See? You can ask Joyce to teach you English. Banana. We better buy more banana and give. Okay.
Very good. Still go far far, whole sum ga.
Sadio. Thank you. Yeah, have to start the chanting. I will invoke the thing first. We invoke them to partake in the paritta. Let Ing be do the page 6 on. You all go.